Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Srini Bireddy, founder and CTO of Anuta Networks. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. Thank you very much.
I'd love to learn a little bit more about the company and about your role at the company as CTO.
Sure, Allison. We at Anuta Networks deliver an orchestration platform for network services automation. Using our platform, service providers and medium to large enterprise customers can do lifecycle management of their network services. So that typically includes designing the network services and modeling the components of that network service and orchestrating those services on a multi-vendor network infrastructure. My role is to lead the technical and architectural evolution of the platform.
When you look at the massive transition that's going on in the network around software-defined solutions, can you tell me a little bit about why you chose this particular area of that broad transition to target for solutions?
We wanted to solve trying to shorten the delivery of the services. And many of the customers are still using many manual processes. So to configure a network for a given application, they use a lot of manual processes and it takes a lot of time. So they would like to shorten that. And also, each customer environment has multi-vendor devices, different interfaces, different way to interact, different way to configure the features. So that brings in a lot of complexity. Our customers wanted to actually simplify that process. And also, many of the steps being manual, it contributes to a lot of operational expenditure, and they would like to cut down on that expenditure. So we see that as an opportunity to automate many of these network services using our platform.
Where do you think the providers are in terms of thinking about automating those processes? And what do you think is going to be critical in making that transition with the customer base?
Many of our customers are in the process of choosing either an orchestration platform or a software-defined networking platform so that they want to actually bring in service agility and also reduce the operational expenditure. So automation of the network services is on the mind of many customers that we are talking. Many of them are trying out many frameworks or platforms to automate those network services, and some of them are actually in deployment. And also we see a good amount of transition and interest towards using virtual appliances. So that adds to the agility, and also they can reduce CapEx while deploying these network services.
So you guys have the NCX Network Service Orchestrator. Can you tell me a little bit about that product offering and how you see it differentiated within the solutions coming to market?
Yeah, so our network services platform is deployed in the production deployments with service provider customers as well as large enterprise customers. Main differentiating and the features of our product is our platform is based on the modeling infrastructure. We come up with the out-of-box models for many vendor devices that enables our customers to quickly develop any of the services they need. We have many device models developed according to the industry standard language, YANG. And also we develop many service models so that out of box, our customers can use this platform to deploy the services. Some of the examples, it could be a very simple network service, like configuring the SNMP credentials on a group of devices. Or it could be as complex as creating an end-to-end network service such as Layer 3 L3 VPN. Also, we have integrations with virtual infrastructure managers such as OpenStack or VMware vSphere. So using our platform, you can deploy these network services not only on the physical appliances, but on the virtual appliances and orchestrate the network services.
When it comes to working with ecosystem in a space of open industry standard solutions based on Etsy standards, et cetera, obviously collaboration across partners is really critical. How do you see the networking ecosystem embracing this type of collaboration? And where do you think we are in terms of ensuring interoperability of those solutions that you talked about, where your orchestrator may be interacting with multiple providers' solutions?
That is one of the key challenges that industry needs to solve. But there are quite good efforts going on. One such effort is obviously HCNFE, which is defining many frameworks so that these virtual appliances can be deployed and orchestrated. They have set of frameworks and architecture specifications. One such is the MANO architecture, which defines how these components can be managed and orchestrated together. Okay? So our platform basically implements many of the functional blocks specified by the MANO. And also we go beyond that one and provide a fine-grained network services.
You guys are part of the Intel Network Builders program. Can you tell me a little bit about the collaboration with Intel and why you chose to join Network Builders?
We joined Network Builders last year, early 2015. And the main reason is Intel built an ecosystem of customers, vendors, and partners. It gives us access to many of the customer use cases or the vendors. So we can actually communicate with the ecosystem partners, learn about what's going on, as well as communicate what we are doing. We are very excited to be part of that program.
When you look at it 2016, what are the key things that you're really excited about in terms of Anuta's progress in the marketplace, as well as the overarching transition of NFE with MANO?
One is automating these network services right now. So we are really excited since it's on many of our customers' minds. They wanted to automate, so we are really excited about that.
Fantastic. Can you provide a place where folks can find out more information about your products and engage with you around trial?
Sure. They can go to www.anutanetworks.com.
I can't wait to hear more about what happens in the marketplace with Anuta in 2016. It's a very big year for the delivery of NFV-based solutions. Thank you so much for being on the program today. We'd love to have you back again soon.
Thank you, Allison. It's my pleasure.